Just one interesting halakha that was brought out last night in our shiur in En Yaakov. It stems from Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Bet, Halakha Bet, where Maran writes that it's proper at the end of the Amidah, right after he finishes all his prayers and his personal prayers, he should conclude the Amidah with the Pasuk from Tehillim, Yehiyu l'rason imrefi v'hegyon libi lefanecha Adonai suri v'goali, which literally means, may they find favor, the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem my rock and my redeemer. Again, this is a Pasuk from Tehillim, and the halakha says that this should be said sometimes twice and sometimes even three times before the end of the Amidah. Well, we know right after the last beracha in the Amidah, v'mabarech et amo yisrael b'shalom, amen, we say Yehiyu l'rason imrefi. Then our custom is to read the tefillah Elokai Netzor Leshoni Mera, which actually comes from a rabbi that was called Mor Bered Ravina. This was his personal prayer that he used to make in his own Amidah, but somehow it made it to our Amidah as well as a standard text. After we read the Tefillah Elokai Netzor, we conclude with Yehiyu l'rason imrefi. Now some people have personal tefillot after that. Some of those personal tefillot are written in some of the Sidurim, and they're proper to say. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berura writes in the name of the Haye Adam that it's proper to pray every day for your personal needs, which would include Parnasah, that your children should be learners of Torah, and all your descendants, and that all your descendants should be God-fearing and servers of God in the true way, and there should be no, God forbid, psul, there should be no blemishes in your descendants, and any other personal tefillah, whatever language you might want to say it in. And then after you finish your personal prayers, right before Oseh Shalom, it's proper to say again, Yehiyu l'rason imrefi. So that would be the last line that's said right before Oseh Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah brings down how important this line is, according to the Kabbalah. He says there's 10 words, which represents maybe the 10 sefirot, or the 10 different concepts that the Kabbalah always talks about, that they call them sefirot, the filters. There are 10 yudin. The letter yud is found 10 times in that pasuk. The pasuk starts with the yud, yehu, and ends with the yud, fi. And also, if you count the letters of that pasuk, there's 42 letters, which corresponds to the 42 letter name of God. Even if we're not so keen on these Kabbalistic insights, the Mishnah Berurah says one should say this line very slowly, with the proper intent, and it does affect our prayers being answered. So one should not belittle this pasuk. On the contrary, this is a very important pasuk. Lastly, I'd like to point out that the Hazanim, when they're praying the Hazarah, after they finish the last parakha v'barechet amo yisrael b'shalom, amen, must say Yehiyu l'rason imrefi. They're not supposed to go straight into the next part of the tefillah. They're supposed to end their hazarah with that pasuk Yehiyu l'rason imrefi, and then they can continue. In halakha, Gimal Maran just writes, Haragil lomar arba'a devarim elu. One that says the following four things, Zoche u'mekabel penei shechina, merits to see the shechina. Aseh lema'an shemach, aseh lema'an yeminach, aseh lema'an turatach, aseh lema'an kedushatach. In our Sidurim we have it, where we say, do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. For some reason, saying these four lines over here is a big zechut as well, therefore we must say it with the proper kavanah.